What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Among jazz fans, Blue Note Records is considered one of the most important and influential record labels. Blue Note was founded in New York City in 1939 by Alfred Lion and Max Margulis. Over the years, Blue Note released music by the biggest names in jazz, including classic albums by Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Art Blakey, Herbie Hancock, and many others. The musicians of Indiana Avenue made significant contributions to Blue Note Records. Freddie Hubbard and J.J. Johnson issued important recordings on the label. And Naptown musicians like James Spalding and Larry Ridley contributed to landmark sessions on Blue Note. This week on Echoes of Indiana Avenue, we'll share the first edition in a new series focusing on Indiana Avenue's contribution to Blue Note Records. So stay tuned for an hour of classic jazz music featuring the legends of Indiana Avenue. Let's start with music from trombonist J.J. Johnson. We'll listen to two tracks from his 1955 Blue Note release, The Eminent J.J. Johnson, Volume 1. This is J.J. Johnson with Get Happy and Sketch. We just heard two tracks from trombonist J.J. Johnson's 1955 Blue Note release, The Eminent J.J. Johnson Volume 1. J.J. Johnson also recorded for Blue Note as a sideman, and in 1966, J.J. was featured on Horace Silver's album, Cape Verdian Blues. We'll listen to a cut from that record now. This is Horace Silver with Bonita, featuring J.J. Johnson on trombone. That was Horace Silver with Bonita, released on Blue Note Records in 1966. That track featured the Naptown jazz legend J.J. Johnson on trombone. On this week's show, we're exploring Indiana Avenue's contribution to Blue Note Records. From 1952 to 1954, the jazz legend Miles Davis recorded three albums for Blue Note. Those recordings featured J.J. Johnson on trombone, and we'll listen to two of those tracks now. Up first, we'll hear Miles Davis performing the J.J. Johnson composition Enigma. After that, we'll listen to Woody and You, two classic Miles Davis tracks featuring J.J. Johnson. Touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Blue Note Records after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're exploring Indiana Avenue's contribution to Blue Note Records. Among jazz fans, Blue Note Records is considered one of the most important and influential record labels. We've been listening to music from J.J. Johnson, and up next, we'll hear a track featuring another Indiana Avenue trombone star, Slide Hampton. In 1969, Slide performed on an album by saxophonist Hank Mobley titled The Flip. We'll hear the title track from that record now. Thank you. That was Hank Mobley with The Flip. That track featured the Avenue legend Slide Hampton on trombone. The jazz guitarist Grant Green recorded over a dozen albums for Blue Note Records, and several of those records feature players from the Avenue scene, including the Naptown saxophonist Claude Barthé. Up next, we'll hear a Grant Green track featuring Claude on sax. From his 1970 album, Green is Beautiful, this is Grant Green with Ain't It Funky Now. That was Grant Green with Ain't It Funky Now. That track featured the Avenue sax player Claude Barthé, the Naptown vibraphone player Billy Wooten, and drummer Mad Harold Cardwell, also recorded with Grant Green. Up next, we'll hear two Grant Green tracks featuring Wooten and Cardwell. From the 1971 album Shades of Green, we'll listen to the James Brown medley. And from the album Visions, we'll hear Maybe Tomorrow, also released in 1971. All the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in to the first edition of our new series focusing on Indiana Avenue's contribution to Blue Note Records. Tune in next week for part two as we explore the Blue Note recordings of Freddie Hubbard, Larry Ridley, and James Spaulding. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing.